Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Program is pre-recorded.
That's why I'm on your program. That's why Candace is on your program. Because of education.
Can you bring your hat next time? And I think you need to make one for Larry and for Candace. Make one for Larry. Make one for Larry. You're the one that finally got on board. Candace,
I'm 2.0.
The first time I met
I'm
Candace.
I'm 2.0.
By the way,
and
you owe Larry. Larry 1.0. You got it. You need Larry Elder. That's it.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her keyed up.
Do you want to play what? Say hello to my little friend.
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971. S-A-G-E, 888-971-7243. Next segment, we're going to talk to Professor Leo Hanian from UCLA, Professor of Economics. Also, a student filed a lawsuit, high school student, after being suspended for using the term illegal alien, a term that Jake Tapper never, ever, ever uses. He uses the term undocumented, and when I called him out on it, he got a little angry with me, and we stopped our Twitter relationship. How much trouble are Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid in? I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. We're going to talk about terrorists living the high life, Hamas terrorists, the man that controls the PLO, Mahmoud Abbas. How much are these people worth? We're going to talk about the real racial legacy of Barack Obama. All of this and more between now and the close of the program. Now, one of my favorite think tanks is the Cato Institute, which is a libertarian think tank co-founded by a guy named Ed Crane. And they've published a series of papers over the years on Social Security, on Medicare, and on Medicaid. And their results pretty much track those results of other conservative or libertarian think tanks like the American Enterprise Institute or the Heritage Foundation. This one is from May 2025, this year. Headline, Medicaid is driving deficits. Republicans are scarcely tapping the brakes. Just some highlights from this. It says that Medicaid, which is a joint state and federal medical care program, already costs more than national defense. Despite $1.1 trillion in improper payments over the last 10 years, this is the kind of stuff that DOGE was going after. Over the last decade, Medicaid has outpaced the growth of the other two largest federal entitlement programs, and they, of course, would be Social Security and Medicare. This year, the Fed will spend $665 billion on Medicaid, including state funding. Total Medicaid spending $873 billion. That exceeded the national defense budget. It's going to grow over the next decade, with federal spending exceeding $1 trillion by 2035. Now, why does it grow so rapidly? I told you it's a federal, state-funded thing. But for every dollar the state spends on Medicaid, the federal government gives anywhere from $1 to $9 in additional funding. So the poorer states receive a higher match rate than the wealthier states. As a result of this matching scheme, states have an incentive to expand Medicaid, shifting most of the costs to federal taxpayers. When Medicaid was launched in 1966, the financing burden was equal between state and fed. Today, states cover only a quarter of the cost of running Medicaid. Washington picks up the rest of the tabs. Therefore, states lose incentive to spend the money wisely. Returning the responsibility to the states would bring greater discipline, reduce overspending, and ensure that the program remains viable for the most vulnerable, which is what its purpose is. The study also points out this. Originally, Medicaid subsidized only low-income children, the disabled and pregnant women, and elderly individuals. After 2014, Obamacare expanded Medicaid to able-bodied, childless adults. And to encourage the states to adopt this, federal government finances $9 for every $1 states spend on the Obamacare expansion population. That's a real problem, isn't it? And it goes on to talk about the politics of it, and despite all of the talk, the Republicans are not walking the walk to do anything about it. And that's Medicaid. Let's talk about Medicare. Medicare is the second largest federal government program, spending $1 trillion in 2023, equal to 3.8% of GDP. Medicare spending will double to $2 trillion, or 5.1% of GDP, by 2033. That's twice what the government will spend on defense that year. Studies estimate that one-third of Medicare spending provides no value, doesn't make patients any healthier or any happier. Studies find Medicare increased total hospital spending by 35% over 5 years. What they do is just put the spending on to those who are not on Medicare. Social Security, which is the most costly program, and right now it is paying out more than it's taking in. Here's what Cato said about it, and I'm quoting. Social Security is not sustainable without reform. Simply put, it cannot pay promised future benefits with current levels of taxation. A fancy way of saying, if you're a young person, don't expect your benefits to be the same as an older person who's on Social Security right now, as I am. Quote, yet raising taxes or cutting benefits will only make a bad deal worse. However, which is what George W. Bush tried to do, until Nancy Pelosi attacked him and accused him of privatizing Social Security, and fellow Republicans engaged, as I said before, in one of their favorite exercises, which is running for the hills. Quote, however, allowing younger workers to privately invest their Social Security taxes through individual accounts will improve Social Security's rate of return, provide better retirement benefits, treat women, minorities, and low-income workers more fairly, and give workers real ownership and control of their retirement funds, close quote. There was a study done by the Cato Institute some years ago. Because of the shorter life expectancy of blacks are literally transferring money out of their pocket to whites who live longer. Now, the former economic advisor to Barack Obama is named Jason Furman. Even he criticized the Big Beautiful Bill because of the rising debt deficits. Number 64.
Yeah, I agree with the many Republican senators who have spoken out and said that this law would increase the debt. That is not what we need at this time. We inherited too much debt from Joe Biden. The deficits under Biden were too large, and now Donald Trump would be making them even larger. That's continuing the mistake we saw over the last 4 years and making it worse.
Again, former Obama economic advisor, which is interesting, because of Biden's top 100 staff positions, at least when he started his term, 75 of them came from the Obama-Biden administration. Senator Johnson, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, number 63.
Every analysis I have, there's greater upside risk to that deficit. Interest rates are moving up. If we go increase interest rates 1%, that's another $4 trillion over 10 years in terms of deficit. If we don't replace the $4 trillion, that's $4 trillion of lost revenue. Again, and growing the economy 3%, it adds to it a little bit, but mostly in the out years. So again, come to the table. Let's look at the numbers. If I'm wrong, prove that I'm wrong. But let's do it with respect, but mainly respect for our children and grandchildren. This is immoral, what us old farts are doing to our young people. This is grotesque what we're doing. We need to own up to that. This is our moment. I can't accept this scenario. I can't accept it, so I won't vote for it unless we are serious about fixing it.
This is immoral, what our old farts are doing to our children. I'm quoting him. We come back. Leo Hanian on whether or not reducing government under Calvert Coolidge and reducing taxes set the stage for the Great Depression. I'm Larry Elder. Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no. No, you can't do that. No, don't go play your favorite sport. No, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. So if pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help get you back to living life on your terms. One where you say yes a lot more. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. For good. Whether it's your back, neck, joints, or muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. So give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how with less pain you can say yes to more of everything you want. 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Spring has sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which includes a hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works.
You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
This today at PragerTopia.com.
There is something noble in the struggle with God, so I have no problem with that. I have a problem with the charges that you make against biblical ideas that I think are profound, and the problem with agnosticism, and this is what I want to ask you. Are you really an agnostic? Do you think that the odds are equal in both directions?
You can hear the entire episode if you're a PragerTopia member. Go to PragerTopia.com. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder. Later on, we're going to talk about Karine Jean-Pierre, now becoming an independent, the real racial legacy of Barack Obama, and terrorists living the high life. All of this and more between now and the close of the program. Before I introduce my next guest, let me play part of the phone call that sparked the invitation. Vincent is in Los Angeles. Vincent, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, Larry. Hey, so I just wanted to point out that every time the U.S. has practiced austerity policies, we've gone into a recession or we've gone into the Great Depression. And anytime any country has went ahead and went full bore austerity, they go into economic collapse. Greece, Argentina's heading that way. We've had it happen multiple times. Cutting spending of the government has no positive benefit, except for if you're taking away things that do nothing for the people.
So, Vincent, your philosophy is the more government takes, the better off the economy is?
That's not what I said at all. But
I'm asking.
That is not what I think, no.
So you think that Calvin Coolidge reducing government, reducing taxes, caused the Great Depression?
Absolutely. It's historical fact.
It's historical fact. So hold on. I have interviewed a number of economists. I've never heard anybody say what you just now said. Leo Hanian is an economist I've had on the program many times. In fact, we'll get him on this week in order to refute what you just now said. He's probably done more work on the Great Depression than maybe anybody else on the planet. And what happened is FDR enacted the so-called New Deal and spent. And also there were the Mott-Hawley tariffs, and that combination is what caused the Great Depression. It was not taking, reducing the size of government or taking tax burden off the shoulders of the American people. Jack Kennedy reduced the taxes substantially. We had a big growth. Ronald Reagan reduced taxes. We had a big growth. Trump reduced taxes. We had a big growth. The less you burden the American people, the more efficiently the money will be spent.
Yeah, ask your economist friend about the sugar high that happens from tax cuts. That's
all it is. Crying out loud. Okay, Vincent. I'll get Mr. Ohanian on the program to talk about the sugar high that you get. People are amazing. You really think taking more money from the American people makes the economy better? Speaking of my economist friend, he co-authored a paper called New Deal Policies and the Persistence of the Great Depression. Also co-authored a book called The Great Depression in the U.S. from a Neoclassical Perspective. Please welcome back to the program UCLA economics professor Leo Hanian. Professor, thank you for taking the time.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Professor, I'd like you to address what my caller said. Before the caller came on, I was talking about how Calvin Coolidge was, I think, the last president to ever leave office with a smaller government than he inherited. He also reduced taxes, to which he responded, it set the stage for the Great Depression.
Well, Coolidge cut taxes, and he cut the taxes that were in place in World War I, so I believe every president who would have been in that position, whether it's Coolidge or anyone else, would have reduced the very high wartime taxes. The 1920s was a decade of significant economic growth, so I've never heard anyone make the case or even make the claim that tax cuts in the 1920s, which was, you know, the Roaring Twenties, is a time of rising stock market, substantial increase in the purchase of household durables, the prices of autos and other consumer durables fell substantially. So I've never heard that claim. And and Larry, you know, in more modern times, Bill Clinton presided over a surplus, so that's where revenues are actually greater than government spending, and Clinton, of course, was a Democrat. And, you know, Larry, I mean, I don't know any economists who use the term austerity. It doesn't have a standard definition, but we always want to have the most resources we can in the hands of the private sector because they know what they want. They know what's best for their company or their family. Governments that take more and more resources must raise taxes more and more. So it's not the case that every country that tries to cut government spending, you know, sends the economy in the tank. The caller referred to Greece. Well, Greece was having a total collapse in the value of their government debt. Everyone expected them to be defaulting on that debt. The value of the Greek debt fell so much that the implied interest rates on that debt was up around, I believe, 1.20 or 25%, just crazy numbers. So Greece had no alternative then to get their fiscal house in order. There's no successful economy that doesn't have their fiscal house in order.
Professor, this big, beautiful bill anticipates, according to Donald Trump, a growth of around 3%. I have made the argument that there were times in our nation's history where 3% was pretty anemic, particularly before we had the income tax. We had years where government grew 4%, 5%, 6%. By comparing it to times before we had this big government, didn't government grow faster before it took so much from the American people?
Yeah, our growth rates today are much lower than they were in previous years. I believe the average growth rate of the U.S. economy over the last 100 years, probably about 3.5%. So 3% is indeed lower than the long-run historical average. But that 3% is higher than what we've seen on average, you know, the last 20 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Last minute, Lee. Talk to me about the effect of FDR's New Deal on the economy.
Well, FDR had the view that private enterprise and vigorous competition was deleterious to the economy. So he set up industry labor cartels, which allowed the U.S. auto industry, the U.S. steel industry, major manufacturing industries to act effectively like monopolists, and he would not prosecute them for antitrust violations, assuming that they substantially increased the compensation of their workers. And, of course, the problem with that is cartelization leads to high prices, so people can't afford to buy as much as they would like to, and increasing wages of workers without commensurate increases in productivity further increases the prices of those products.
So Lee, you argue that deepened a recession and turned it into a depression. You have about 20 seconds left. Respond to what he said about sugar high. What did he mean about a sugar high?
I really don't know. That's not a term I'm familiar with. But I'll just stick with what I said before. Every successful economy, successful country, has to get their fiscal house in order and has to get as many resources in the hands of private citizens as they can, of private companies.
Professor Lee Ohanian, as always, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Larry. Good to talk to you.
You too. Tell me something good. Oh, tell me, baby. Tell me that you love me. Yeah. We all know the...
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knock. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. It's the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. When I first signed up for Medicare, I really thought I was making the right choices. But years later, I found out I hadn't made the right choices, and it could have cost me a small fortune. I figured fixing it would be a huge hassle. Honestly, thanks to Chapter, it wasn't. in one quick 30-minute phone call, Chapter undid 8 years of mistakes and saved me potentially tens of thousands of dollars down the road. Chapter didn't give me a sales pitch. They listened, helped me understand my options, and showed me how to get better coverage at a much lower cost. Chapter is fully independent. They are the only national Medicare advisor that searches every available plan to find the one that fits your needs, your doctors, your prescriptions, your budget. And for my audience, their help is completely free. So whether you're turning 65 or already on Medicare like I was, do not wait. Click the link. Talk to a trusted advisor at Chapter today. It's easier than you think, and it could save you thousands. Now, later on, we're going to talk about the way some of these terrorists, whether it's Hamas, whether it's the head of the Palestine Liberation Operation, whether it's the late Osama bin Laden, how much money did they have? What was their net worth? How did they acquire so much money? And how is it that Palestinians are still living in refugee camps? We're going to talk about that later on. We're also going to talk about the racial legacy of President Barack Obama. But first, Brandon Gill, the freshman Texas Republican congressman we've had on the program a couple of times, couldn't get an answer to this DOGE hearing. He's talking to a woman who's running a nonprofit, is getting funding from you and me, who has talked a lot about white supremacy and people who deny racism are in fact covert white supremacists. So this exchange was interesting. Number 49.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for holding this hearing. I'd like to begin with Ms. Yentl. You've written a lot about anti-racism and white fragility and things like that. Do you believe that President Trump is a racist?
I don't believe that's relevant to this hearing.
Do you believe that he is?
I'm not here to discuss my personal beliefs. I'm here to speak about the important work.
You've tweeted that he's a vile, despicable racist. Do you believe that much of his housing policy was racist during his first term?
I'm here to talk about the vital work that nonprofits
so you're not going to answer me.
Throughout our country and in your district.
You've tweeted that it's explicitly racist and deeply harmful. Is that right?
I don't have the tweet in front of me.
I've got it right here. You did tweet that. You tweeted that on September 25th, 2020. You said it's explicitly racist and deeply harmful. Do you know who President Trump's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development was during his first term?
Yes.
Who is it? Who was it?
It was Secretary Carson.
It was Ben Carson. Do you believe that Ben Carson is racist or a white supremacist?
With all due respect, sir, I am not here to talk about former HUD secretaries. I'm here to talk about the essential work
extensively about
that nonprofits
it.
Do in your district and throughout the country.
Okay, we can move on then if you won't answer the question. Are you a racist?
With all due respect, sir, I'm here to talk about the essential work that nonprofits do.
Excuse me, that's a very simple question. Yes or no question. Are you a racist?
I'm not a racist.
You're not a racist. Particularly interesting because according to one of your affiliate charities under your nonprofit umbrella, denial of racism constitutes covert white supremacy. Are you a covert white supremacist?
Sir, I'm here to talk about the essential work that nonprofits
do. Are you a covert white supremacist?
Can I talk about the work that nonprofits do?
No, I'm asking you if you're a covert white supremacist, which according to one of your own organizations, again, denial of racism constitutes covert white supremacy. Would you like to answer the question?
I don't know what the question is.
So you refuse to answer whether you are a covert white supremacist?
I am here to talk about the essential work that nonprofits do. If you'd like to ask me a question,
I am utterly dumbfounded. You are on record right now, and you will not say that you are not a covert white supremacist?
I don't have a definition in front of me. I haven't looked at the definition. I'm not going to answer a question about my personal
views.
I'm here to talk about the work
you're not,
of nonprofit organization.
I want to give you one more chance to do this. Are you a covert white supremacist?
Why are we so off track from the
topic? No, I'm asking you a very straightforward question.
I've heard your question. Thank you, sir.
And you're not going to answer whether you are a covert white supremacist.
I would like to answer questions about the work
this is,
of nonprofit
wow, this
organizations.
Is painful.
Thank you.
That is really, really astounding. I can answer very directly that I am not a covert white supremacist, and I imagine all of my colleagues can as well. I think you ought to reevaluate what you're doing in the nonprofit sector. if you can't answer that in a straightforward way. That is astounding.
Mm.
Let me ask you another question. Do you believe that it's appropriate to host and promote LGBTQ plus meetups for 9-year-olds?
I am here to support the vital work of nonprofits, and I will say to a...
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no coverage at all. These days, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of the biggest expenses can be your car, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan. You could save thousands with one call to CarShield. Call 800-840-1546 now to see if you qualify. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and more can become a thing of the past. Plus, call 800-840-1546 right now and get free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options. Call 800-840-1546 today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Just call 800-840-1546 to see if your car qualifies. 800-840-1546. That's 800-840-1546. Again, 800-840-1546. Coverage varies by plans. New contracts and exclusions at carshield.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, black cars, aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day, Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day 2025, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Please watch my documentary, Electric Vehicles, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Available now on SalemNow.com. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Summer is all about making great memories, right? Walking on the beach, backyard barbecues, road trips. But if you're living with pain, those future memories could be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula and made of natural ingredients. Best part, Relief Factor doesn't mask the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's kayaking on the lake, running around with the little ones, or chilling in a hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 1-800-4-RELIEF. Do it right now and get their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. The number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor, ReliefFactor.com. Here's a remainder of the exchange between Brandon Gill and the head of a association of nonprofits receiving taxpayer dollars.
That is wrong. Whatever party is in control, whatever administration
I think
is in control,
I think a lot of this is wrong. Do you think that it's appropriate for young children to use gender transition paraphernalia?
Because
one of your non-affiliated nonprofit organizations gives bras, binders, breast forms, nipples. I'm not even going to repeat this because it's so disgusting for children of all ages.
Breaching decorum and attacking the witness. Can we?
I'm not attacking the witness. I'm simply asking a straightforward question.
Mr. Gill, I'll be extending your time. You've been interrupted.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you believe that art exploration camps for transgender and gender diverse youth of the age of 11 is normal?
We support the vital work of nonprofit organizations and oppose the federal government opposing.
So you refuse to answer any of these questions. You refuse to even answer the question of whether you are a covert white supremacist.
I'm not here to answer questions about my personal views or my personal.
Is that because you don't want to disclose whether you're a covert white supremacist?
I'm here to talk about the assistance.
I'm giving you a chance to tell the world that you were not a covert white supremacist. Will you do that?
I'll pass on your chance.
Thank you, sir. That is astounding. That is really astounding. You're a radical far left activist, and you're masquerading as somebody promoting nonpartisan institutions. And you will not even tell this committee that you are not a covert white supremacist. That's astounding. I yield my time back.
So if you deny racism, it makes you a covert white racist. This is the kind of nonsense that Barack Obama spawned. We're going to talk about Barack Obama top of the hour, next hour. Now, this is Senator John Kennedy talking to a law professor who referred to conservative Supreme Court justices as evil. We talked before about the judicial philosophy of these left-wing judges. Thurgood Marshall was an associate Supreme Court justice, the first black Supreme Court justice, and he once said about his judicial philosophy, "I just do what's right and let the law catch up with me," which is 180 degrees different from what Justice John Roberts said during his confirmation hearings. When he said the job of a justice is to call balls and strikes, to interpret the law, not to legislate. Thurgood Marshall all but said, "I am a legislator in a black robe. I just do what's right and let the law catch up with me." That, I believe, is a philosophy of these left-wing judges, which is why they're so dangerous. John Kennedy is talking to a law professor. Listen to this, number 38.
On April 22nd, 2024, you said there are some members of the Supreme Court that are evil. Which justices were you talking about?
I'll take it your word, Senator. I don't recall using that word, but...
All right, here's what you said. You were talking about the majority opinion in Muldrow v. City of St. Louis. You said, quote, "Justice Kagan, I mean, will she be able to control the opinion's future distortion by her evil colleagues? Probably not," end quote. Who are you talking about?
Sir, I'm very skeptical. If it's a transcription, it was probably a transcription error. I do not think I said
that. No, you said it. Why don't you own up to it? Which, you call some members of the Supreme Court evil. Now, which ones do you think are evil?
I would have to refresh my recollection. I've been very critical of some members of the Supreme Court.
You made that statement, aren't you?
I'm
you're an officer
of the court. It doesn't sound like something that
you know
I would
what
say.
I'm embarrassed at that you're teaching our kids.
I don't refer to Supreme Court justices as evil
in
the classroom,
on
sir.
On podcast, April 22nd, 2024.
Okay, well,
big as Dallas. And you're an officer of the court, and you're here advising us to be respectful of federal judges? And you say they're evil members of the United States Supreme Court? Gag me with a spoon. You're part of what's the problem in all of this.
Tough day at the office for the young lady. Now, characterizing the other side as evil is what the left does. For example, we have George Clooney, the actor turned political pontificator, saying that he's worried about being targeted by Trump, number 55.
Do you worry about, I mean, personally being targeted by the administration? Sure, everybody worries about it, but, you know, if you spend your life worrying about things, then you won't do things. You know, we like everybody, have a family, we have a life, and we have, and we try to, you know, live and do the things as the best example for our kids. And I want to be able to look at my kids in the eye and say where we stood and what we did at certain times in history. And I have no problem with that.
Sure, you know, I worry about being targeted by Trump. But, you know, everybody worries about it. Really? Targeted how? Barack Obama used the Espionage Act to go after more reporters than all the presidents before him combined. But Clooney says now is a scary time to be a news person. Number 56.
A lot of people feel like in this room probably who are here feel that we are at our worst right now. I can make an argument that we're not. I can make an argument that we've had much worse times in our history.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside and getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is the key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pain, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. To get your days going without pain, try their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Simply call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Whether you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com.
From the gas pump to the grocery store, we all know our dollars don't go as far as they used to. That's why so many Americans are turning to Texas Bullion Exchange to put real physical gold into their savings. Gold isn't about get rich quick. It's about protecting what you've already earned. And by joining Texas Bullion Exchange's Principal Protection Program, you'll get a 3% bonus on silver on your entire gold portfolio. This program protects the value of your gold, so when it's time to sell, you'll get what you paid for or more. They take the pressure so you and your loved ones can face the future with confidence. To put gold in your savings and to claim your 3% bonus in silver, call 855-839-2728 or visit buytexasgold.com. 855-839-2728 or buytexasgold.com. Texas Bullion Exchange. Experience. Integrity. Value.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs. programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Well, you wake up in the morning. You hear the work bell ring.
Now back to the sage, Larry Elder.
Hey, Larry, this is Craig. I'm calling because Elon Musk has gone way off the top here. He has no business jumping on Trump at this point. Yes, he helped Trump with a quarter of a trillion dollars, and that's great in the election. Trump probably would have won without him. The main thing that Musk is adding is he's trying to be vindictive and attack Trump on this Epstein Files issue. I don't know that Trump was involved with Epstein. If he was, so happy to support. Otherwise, Trump has done a great job. There's no way he can get away with cutting Medicaid, cutting Social Security or Medicare without the voters voting out the Republican Party.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Next hour, we're going to talk about Karine Jean-Pierre all of a sudden deciding she's an independent. We'll talk about the real racial legacy of Barack Obama. We'll talk about terrorists living the high life while the Palestinians are in so-called refugee camps. All of that and more between now and the close of the program. The number is 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-SAGE. Here's a quick reminder about my Angel Tree Camp Drive. Thanks to men and women just like you, so far this month, we've blessed over 80 children with a mom or a dad in prison with a trip to an Angel Tree Camp for a full week. This has the potential to literally transform these kids' lives and break the cycle of crime in their family. You could be the person who sponsors our next scholarship for a deserving boy or girl who will be enjoying a week of fresh air, fun, and gospel-centered activities at an Angel Tree Camp near their home. I want to invite you to join my many other listeners and viewers in transforming young lives. Your gift of $200 or whatever you can give will help make it possible to send a kid to camp for a full week. So please go to LarryElder.com and click on the Make a Difference in the Lives of Prisoners Children banner. It's at the very top. Or you can phone in your gift in any amount, 888-206-2855. That's 888-206-2855. Again, LarryElder.com. Banner at the very top that reads, Make a Difference in the Lives of Prisoners, Children. Or you can phone in your gift, 888-206-2855. That's 888-206-2855. The token Republican over at CNN, Scott Jennings, believes that the differences between Trump and Musk are not irreconcilable. Number 60.
However, this is not a spending bill. This is a reconciliation bill, and it has three main points. Making the tax cuts permanent, massive investments in border security. It fully funds the border wall and the biggest and most necessary welfare reform in at least a generation. Those three things happen to be what Donald Trump ran on for president and won the national popular vote and a not particularly close win in the Electoral College. So this is the president's agenda. And I actually think Elon's goals regarding reduction of debt and the president's goals regarding passing what he ran on are not irreconcilable. They're
888-971-SAG. Do not leave town.
Let the midnight special shine a light on.
From the gas pump to the
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.